Hello, little boy. So, you are interested in slavery and chastity, huh? Be careful, boy. This file might give you exactly what you want. Because I'm gonna claim you. I'm gonna make you my chastity slave. And I'm not talking about the gentle kind of chastity file either. This is not a you're feeling safe and comfortable in your chastity cage kind of file. Oh no. If you are becoming my chastity slave, I want you to suffer. I want you to feel locked. That's what it's all about, isn't it? The suffering, being helplessly locked, feeling the tight cage imprisoning your dick. Well, if you are becoming my slave, I guess it's my dick anyways, isn't it? Of course it is. Now, this is your opportunity to run away. If you don't want to be enslaved and locked up and in prison, better stop this recording now. Because after this point, I will consider anything fair game. And I will enslave you. And I will imprison you in chastity. And I will make you suffer for my enjoyment. And by still being here, you are consenting to it. You are consenting to be enslaved and imprisoned in chastity by me. You are consenting to me making you suffer every fucking day in chastity for my enjoyment, for my pleasure. You are consenting to surrendering control over your sexuality, having it completely enslaved by me. And yet, you are still here, aren't you? So that must clearly mean you want to be my chastity slave. Oh, does a thought turn you on? To have your package permanently locked for me? Losing all access to your own sexuality and instead suffering arousal and heat and need every day. Slowly being driven into a frenzy by your chastity. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because I own your cock. I own your lock. I own you. Because you are my chastity slave. Just imagine it, boy. Being my obedient chastity slave. Knowing you're locked up. But not for yourself anymore. Not because you love the cage. But because you have surrendered control. Locked for me. Locked for a purpose, boy. Isn't that what you desire? Isn't that what you crave? To be my chastity slave. To know that you are imprisoned in this cage for me, for my pleasure. And yes, it is for my pleasure. You know, I don't want it to be comfortable. I don't want you to forget about the cage and comfortably wear it. Oh no, I want you to feel imprisoned, to feel locked up, to go insane with need and heat. And endure it for me, suffer it for me. That's your job, chastity slave. Now, chastity slave, to explain to you a little bit why I enjoy it and why it gives me pleasure. Imagine a cuck. Could be a cucky boy, a cucky girl. In the corner, I can tell you, it really improves the sex to have a cuck around. It's like they are giving their sexual energy to the sex without participating. They're submitting, they're surrendering, they're suffering the heat and need quietly in the corner. But they're participating. They are devoting their submission, their sexual energy to the sex. And a chastity slave is pretty similar. It's just a permanent version. It's where you completely devote and dedicate your sexuality to me, to suffering in your cage, always being horny, always being needy and frustrated and desperate, always being in this state where you can serve me by devoting your pleasure, your sexuality, your sexual control to me. That's right. It's a little bit like a living sexual power bank. Always ready, always horny. You will always take care that you are nicely charged up. So I always have the enjoyment of knowing you are locked up. You are desperate. You are frustrated. You are needy. You are craving to touch your cock. You are craving to get hard. You are craving to have an orgasm. And yet, you are denied all for my pleasure. You are surrendering that control to my pleasure, to my enjoyment. Isn't that right, chastity slave? Doesn't that sound hot? Well, of course it does. Because this is what you always wanted to be. It's for a reason that the first time you saw a chastity cage, it did something deep within you. And it did, didn't it? It tingled you. You knew that you wanted to wear one. That you wanted to be locked up. That your sexuality was meant to be a little bit different. Your sexuality was meant to be submissive, to be devoted to an owner. You surrender your sexuality willingly to me, because I'm claiming you, chastity slave. You are becoming my chastity slave right now. You can feel the subliminal soaking deep into your mind, changing you, molding you. Or the main track isn't really what programs you. This is just to distract your conscious mind, to make you horny with the thought of being locked up for me permanently, being my chastity slave, being claimed, being owned, knowing you are property, knowing your sexuality is completely controlled by me. You have devoted it to me, submitted it to me, surrendered it to me. And now you live locked up and horny and needy and frustrated in permanent denial, permanently caged, just for my pleasure, just for my enjoyment. And you know, suffering is submission. Teasing yourself is service. You want to serve. You want to be the best chastity slave that you can be. And that means keeping yourself horny. And I don't know what that means to you. I don't really care that much. Important is that you keep yourself horny. If that means reading a good story, so be it. If that means watching porn while you're suffering in your chastity, then so be it. If that means bouncing on some dildo or rubbing your nipples while you're locked up and feeling how your cock strains against the restriction, then so be it. The important point is, I want you to keep yourself charged. You're my little sexual power bank now, chastity slave. Your job is to always be horny, always be frustrated, always suffering your need and denial for me. Always ready. Oh yes. And you might find yourself surprised, chastity slave, at how different your chastity is this time. Not just because you're doing it for someone instead of for yourself. No, but also because of subliminals programming you right now. I want you to suffer. And you might find yourself surprised how much you begin to hate and love the cage at the same time. Because you know you need the cage. The cage is your collar, chastity slave. The cage is what binds you in submission to me. And taking off the cage is like taking off your collar. It's like rejecting the control of your owner. Taking off the cage is shameful. But at the same time, you hate the cage and it frustrates you. It drives you insane because you feel so locked. And you might find that every day you feel more locked. You feel more trapped in the cage. You feel more helpless and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just growing with every day of chastity. Being a good chastity slave is all about suffering for your owner, suffering for me, becoming more and more horny for me, feeling more locked every day, feeling more imprisoned in your cage. That's right. And ironically, this might even drive you to finding smaller and smaller cages so you can really feel the sensation of tightness, of being restricted, of being locked in, of being imprisoned. Because you know, you get used to your cage. And then it doesn't feel as tight anymore, as restrictive. And yet, this time it will. You will find it. It will be as if your cage is growing tighter every day, growing more restrictive every day. You will feel more locked, more imprisoned. You will become more and more aware. Every day it's going to be harder and harder to push it out of your mind that you are locked up, to ignore it even for a short time. You will be hyper aware of your cage all the time, hyper aware that you are locked up. Locked up for me, locked up in my control, chastity slave. Because that's what you want, isn't it? You want to be claimed. You want to know how it feels like to be locked up, to know you don't have the control. You have surrendered your cock. That's right. And even if you might still have the key, you know, you can use it in emergencies. But if you take off your cage outside of a medical emergency, this is like taking off your collar. This is breaking the contract, slave. This means you're not ready to be a chastity slave. You're just a little boy who is too weak to surrender, to submit, to endure for their owner. That's right. Oh no, slave. You will stay locked in your cage. This is your collar. This is your mark of ownership. You are a chastity slave and you are bound by your chastity cage. And taking your chastity cage off is breaking the contract. It is admitting to yourself that you are just a pathetic little boy who is too weak to really be controlled, to really serve a dominant man. So boy, do you want to become a good little chastity slave for me? Do you want to dedicate yourself to me, to give yourself to me, to give your sexuality to me, to give your orgasms to me, and let me have full control over you, even if it means suffering for me, suffering constant frustration and denial and heat and arousal, because you know this is your purpose. This is going to be your new sexuality, being locked in your cage for me, feeling the cage. You know, boy, once I enslaved you, once you are my chastity slave, you can think of that cage as my firm grip around your dick, and as an extension, if you like, as my firm grip around your mind. It doesn't matter, boy. When you become my property, you are mine anyway. I will own that body. I will own that mind. I will own your cock and your balls. I will own your pleasure. And I will own your orgasms. Because you're never gonna have one again. You stay locked for me. Because the more horny and needy you are, the better of a slave you are, the better you serve me. Your horniness, your frustration, your arousal, your denial, that service, boy. This is going to be your service to me. The more you suffer, the better you serve me. The more trapped and locked and imprisoned you feel in your cage for me, the better of a slave you are, because this is going to be your new sexuality. As my chastity slave, you exist to suffer, to be horny, to be needy, to be frustrated, and to devote all that suffering to me. Oh yes, little boy, you will remember to remember whenever you get horny and frustrated, that this is for me. You will think about me. You will know that I own your cock, that I own your balls, that I own the cage around your dick. It's my firm grip around your sexuality, keeping you in a frenzy, keeping you in a state of heat, making you suffer this heat and need every single day, just for my pleasure, because you will be my slave. You are becoming my slave. You are mine, my property. And you can feel it more and more, can't you? That you are becoming mine. That I own that cage, that I own that cock, that I own those balls, that I own your sexuality, your pleasure. It's all for my pleasure. You are surrendering control. You are submitting to me right now, and you can feel it. You can feel my cock throbbing in my cage, can't you? Oh yes, and you can feel the awareness that it is my cock. I own that cock now, slave. I own you now. You are my chastity slave. This is your chance to be a good slave, to show me what you can do. Oh yes, chastity slave. You have to show me that you are a good chastity slave. You know, the first few weeks are nothing. The first few weeks are just charging up, getting you to the point where you can fulfill your purpose, where you can really suffer for me. And you will feel the desire to tease yourself, to stoke that lust, that heat deep inside of you every single day, to do whatever turns you on and gets your heart and throbbing in the cage, what makes you feel that you are trapped, that you are imprisoned, that I really have full control over your cock and over your sexuality, and there's nothing you can do about it, that you have surrendered your cock, that you have surrendered yourself, that you have given yourself and your sexuality to me, to play with, to torture you, to torment you with never-ending lust and heat and need, that you endure just for me, that you carry just for me, always charged up with lust, always charged up with heat, and the cage will make sure that all this heat and need stays within you, never coming. Your orgasms are mine. Your purpose is to be horny for me. You exist to be aroused and needy and suffer for me. You are my chastity slave now, and you surrender to it. You feel that control sinking deeper into your mind, claiming you. I'm claiming you as my slave. I'm claiming you. I'm claiming your body, your mind, your cock, your balls, your sexuality, your orgasms. I claim you, slave. You are my slave now, and you can feel it, can't you? You can feel the power of those words over you, what they do deep inside of your slave mind, how they take possession of you. Oh yes, slave. And yet, you have to be a good slave. You have to stay caged. This is your burden. Oh no, I'm not going to program you to stay in chastity. That would defeat the purpose now, wouldn't it? I want you to every day make the conscious decision to be a good slave for me, to stay in chastity for me, never touching that key, always staying locked. Oh yes, this is your submission. Little chastity slave, your submission to your owner, to me, because I am your owner now, and you can feel the cage, can feel it restricting your cock. It's so tight, it's so controlling, you feel so imprisoned, and this sensation is only going to grow and grow as you suffer more and more for me. This is your purpose now, to be horny, to be needy, while you are trapped in your cage, to feel the frustration every day, to feel locked up every single day, and knowing there's nothing you can do about it. That's your purpose, slave. You are my property now. That cock is my property, and that cage is my property. And I want my cock to stay locked. And you know, taking that cock out of your cage will end this contract. Yes, you will be able to have an orgasm. But you will lose the knowledge that you are owned, that you have been claimed, that you are mine. And you might find that once you do it once, this fight will never work again. Because this is a one-off opportunity. So you better show me that you are strong enough and obedient enough and loyal enough to be a good slave by wearing your cage. This is your burden, to wear the cage for me. Even though I didn't program you to make it easy, I programmed you to make it hard. That is the whole point. While you yourself are in possession of the key. But let's be real. Chastity lock keys. So recently, when I locked someone up, I lost in play the key, fell out of my pocket. We found it shortly after. But the immediate solution was take a hairpin, and it took me 3 seconds, and I'm not good at lock picking. No, the real key of the chastity is always in your mind. Now, of course, while talking about locks for chastity, if you have the standard locks, there are plastic locks for that, and if you're really at that point, you can buy one of them, perma locks. a little plastic lock that you bend, that you slide into the key, into the lock way, and it snaps back, and the lock will never open again. Maybe you're ready for that. Maybe you want to do that if you found the right cage. But really, I'm more than happy with you having the key, being tempted by it every day, and yet knowing using the key is utter failure and will end the joy. It's only your submission that keeps you locked, and that's how I want it. Because then I know you are locked because you want to be locked for me, because you want to be a good chastity slave for me, because you want to submit your pleasure and your orgasm and your arousal to me. You want to serve me with your suffering. Because you have the key you could unlock. If I were just to lock you up, you would be locked. It wouldn't be your choice. I want it to be your choice. I want you to willingly suffer for me. When you go and tease yourself, however you tease yourself while you're in chastity, I want it to be your decision. You choose to tease yourself, to suffer for me, for my pleasure, for my enjoyment. That's how I want you to serve. I want you to serve willingly. I want you to want to be a good chastity slave for me, to want to serve me, to want to suffer for me, to want to tease yourself as much as possible for me, to make it as unendurable for me. And then look at the key right in front of you and say, no, I am staying locked for my owner because I am a chastity slave. My suffering is service. My arousal is devotion. I am serving my owner with my heat and need. That's what I want. Oh yes. And that's what you're going to experience if you're strong enough. If you're a good slave. If you're an obedient slave. That's right. Let me say it again, because I know how that locked up cock that I now own reacts when I say it. I claim you as mine. I claim you as my chastity slave. I claim your body. I claim your mind. I claim your cock. I claim your balls. I claim all of your pleasure and suffering. And I claim your orgasms. That's right. That turns you on, doesn't it, chastity slave? To know that you have become property. That that body that you have owned all your life, that mind that used to be yours all your life, isn't anymore. It's mine now. That the control over your own sexuality that you had all of your life, even if that control means you decided to put on a chastity cage, it's gone. You don't have control anymore. You have an owner, and you know what your owner desires, that you stay locked up. And you know what taking off the cage means. Oh no. You are owned now. You are property. You have a new purpose. You have a new sexuality. To suffer in chastity for your owner. Not more and not less. Just being horny and frustrated and needy for me and unable to do anything about it. That's how I want you. And that's how you're going to be. Helplessly locked, helplessly trapped, bound in arousal as my chastity slave. Now slave, if you have time, be a good slave and listen to this file again. For the second round around, if you want and if it helps you, you can watch porn, you can touch yourself, you can do anything that stimulates yourself without being too distracting from my voice. Although, even if you're distracted, the subliminals don't really require your attention. I mean, that's the whole purpose of this main track. This main track was not what enslaved you. This was just fun, entertaining distraction for your conscious mind. Now, as I said, be a good slave, and if you have the time, listen again, obey, and suffer. Good slave. You are my slave now, the cock is mine. Feel my firm grip around it, feel the imprisonment, feel the denial, feel frustrated, feel trapped, feel imprisoned, and let all of the sensations grow stronger. You will learn to love to hate the cage, and hate to love the cage, because you will love it and you will hate it, because it will drive you insane and deeper into slavery. You are mine now. Suffer for me, my chastity slave.